Fellers, things were looking bleak. I had invaded Sally Mae's picnic basket in the back seat of the car and had, well, knocked off a few cookies. About 15. And deviled eggs. And sandwiches. Okay, I had pretty muchly eaten their entire picnic lunch. Loper and Slim had even caught me wearing the picnic basket, and things looked bad. Real bad. Loper's eyes bulged out and he screamed, "Idiot!" I figured Loper would march me outside, line me up against a wall for the firing squad, and that would be the end of it. But then, Slim turned away and started laughing his head off. Suddenly, Loper's wrath was pointed at Slim. "You think this is funny?"
"Oh, heck no."
He screamed with laughter and almost collapsed. Loper's lips were as tight as two strips of wire.
"Listen, buddy, if my wife sees this, she's gonna kill the dog and then she's gonna come looking for you and me."
Slim got control of himself. "Well, we don't need that."
"We've got to do something, quick."
Loper's eyes darted back and forth.
"Okay, here's the plan. We'll clean up the mess and stuff everything back in the basket."
Slim nodded. "Maybe she won't notice."
"Right. And by the time she finds out, we'll be down the road. We can stop in Clayton for hamburgers."
Slim nodded. "Maybe by then she'll laugh about it."
"Well, we won't bet any money on that, but at least we'll..."
Loper stopped in mid-sentence as though he sensed that something was wrong. Slim's gaze slid to his right, and whatever he saw made him flinch. What was the deal? I moved my head slightly to one side so that I was able to get a broader view of the... Oh no! It was her! Sally Mae! She was standing right behind them. How much had she heard? Had she seen me huddled inside the car? Did I have some of the evidence on my face? Deviled eggs are bad about leaving evidence, don't you know? After a long moment of heartbeats, Slim said, "Well, Sally Mae." Loper almost swallowed his teeth when he heard her name. "All set to go?"
"Almost. Is anything wrong out here?"
All at once, Loper was all smiles. He whirled around and started easing her back towards the house.
"Not a thing, hon. We were just, you know, checking the load, weren't we, Slim?"
"You bet. Checking the load. Yep.
All we need to do is gather up the kids and boy, howdy, we'll be off on a vacation. Ha ha. I can hardly wait. Fishing, looking at the pines, breathing fresh mountain air. I'll give you a hand with the baby."
Halfway up the sidewalk, Sally Mae stopped and looked back. No doubt she had picked up some suspicious signals on her mother's radar.
"Are you sure nothing's wrong?"
I stopped breathing. Would she find me in her car?